And on several occasions, when we've wanted to communicate with him, we've done it through shortwave radio. So you give a phrase like, "Hi, how are you? We're glad you called. Over." Then on the other end you hear, "Dad, we're doing fine. Over." That's what I feel like I'm doing this morning. Boy, I wish I understood Chinese. Mandarin, whatever it is.
You have to learn it because 1/4 of the world population speaking this language.
I have enough trouble with English. Take your Bible this morning and turn to Mark or Luke chapter 24. Luke 24, we'll read verse 1 down through verse number 8 this morning. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. Go ahead. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a fact of history. It is based on historical evidence that Jesus lived, he died, and he rose from the grave. The death of Jesus Christ was not an interruption to the plan of God, it was the plan of God. The death of Jesus Christ is the foundational plan of God to redeem mankind from the state of sinfulness. The cross became the instrument God the Father used as a sacrifice for his Son as the Lamb of God. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. The resurrection and the empty tomb are the symbol of hope, victory for a hopeless world. The resurrection is not just a doctrine, it is a fact. The resurrection is our guarantee of hope beyond the grave, as stated in Romans chapter 8 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Uh,
It is interesting to note that when Jesus rose from the dead, and the story was made known, his followers became convinced that he had in fact risen from the dead.
值得注意的是，当耶稣从死里复活的时候，他的门徒们、他的跟随者，被说服了，信服，相信耶稣已经从死里复活了。His
disciples went up and down the roads of the Roman Empire, telling the story of his resurrection with sincerity and with factual words.
他的门徒往来于这个罗马帝国的大道上，来来往往就是要传播这样一个耶稣复活的这一个消息，这个话语。
The resurrection is not something to be hidden. It is a story to be shouted from the rooftops.
耶稣基督复活不是一个要秘密的一个消息，相反的是应该在屋顶上大声的宣扬。
It is proclaimed from the pulpits of Bible-believing churches, and it is to be held dear in the hearts of God as you and I worship this morning.
这是不单单是在教会的讲台上我们要这样子宣告，同时也是在每一个地方，我们都应该从我们的心里面去跟别人分享的。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is proof that God the Father is satisfied with the sacrifice of his only Son on Calvary's cross for the sins of all of mankind.
耶稣基督从死里复活证明了一件事情，父神他为耶稣基督这样的牺牲和摆上是心满意足的，因此这个带来了他的一个复活，他也为我们全人类的罪而付出这个代价。
But you may ask this morning, what are the facts of the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
也许我们会问，耶稣基督复活有哪些事实的证据吗？
Consider with me this morning, as we celebrate this Easter morning, this Resurrection Sunday, some of the facts from God's Word pertaining to the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
在这个复活节早上，当我们在庆祝耶稣基督复活的时候，圣经上有很多关于耶稣关于他的死、他的复活的很多事实上的记载。
Fact number one, the crucifixion.
第一个，我们谈到他的被钉死。
Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, John 19 all record the events leading up to and including the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
在我们的圣经当中，不管是马太福音27章、马可第15章、路加23章、约翰福音第19章，都同时记载了耶稣怎么样从被捉拿到一直到钉死在十字架上的事实。
The carrying of the cross out of Jerusalem.
他带着十字架走出这个耶路撒冷。
The nailing of Jesus Christ to the cross.
他怎么样被钉死在十字架上。
The mocking words and the insults from the crowd.
群众们怎么样用话来羞辱他。
The seven last words of Jesus uttered from the cross.
耶稣在十字架上所说的最后七句话。
And eventually the death of Jesus Christ.
最后是他怎么死在十字架上。
Cyril said the crucifixion was the most horrible death possible.
罗马的一位很有名的哲学家叫Cicero，他曾经说过，钉十字架是人类最残酷的一种死亡的方式。The
Roman government seldom used crucifixion for its own citizens. They reserved it for slaves and foreign criminals.
罗马帝国不在他们自己罗马公民身上用这种死刑。 他们只把这种残酷的死刑保留给那些奴隶跟外国人。Those
crucified on a Roman cross were first beaten.
要被钉十字架的人首先被鞭打。Then
stripped of their clothes.
然后剥掉他们的衣服。Their
hands were then nailed to the horizontal piece.
然后他们的手要钉在那个横的木头梁上。
The victim was then hoisted up and fastened to the vertical post.
然后这个人就连着这一个横梁被吊起来，挂在那个直的木头上。
Then their knees were bent, And they were nailed, their feet were nailed in place.
然后他们的脚要弯起来，然后交叠着钉在十字架的下面。
Those crucified were only a few feet off the ground.
那个十字架只离地面只有几英尺高而已。
The crowds would gather at the foot of the cross, and they would mock, and they would spit, and they would ridicule that individual that was hanging on the cross.
因为那个人钉在十字架上的时候并不是很高的，所以在旁边所有看的人，你可以吐口水，你可以骂他，你可以做任何事情，他都听得见。
Those who were gathered at the foot of the cross could often hear the groans and the cries and the utterances from those who were on the cross.
在十字架上通常也会用罗马的各种的文字，希腊文、拉丁文写上这个人的罪状。
Crucifixion was a humiliating and a painful and agonizing way to die.
钉十字架是一种令人感到非常痛苦、羞辱，而且是一种非常残酷的事情。
History tells us that the Romans had perfected crucifixion to the point of inflicting the greatest amount of pain on its victims.
历史上告诉我们，罗马人是非常善用这种钉死刑的方法，为的是要带来人类最大可能想象得到的痛苦。
The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ went through all of the pain and the anguish and the suffering of crucifixion in my place.
圣经上记载说，耶稣基督在十字架上是为了我们全人类的罪来忍受了这一些苦刑。
Fact number two, the death of Jesus Christ.
第二个事实是关于耶稣的死。
John chapter 19 in verses 28 down through verse number 37 records the closing moments of our Lord's life.
约翰福音19章28到37节记载耶稣最后死以前的一段时间的事情。
Verse 28, Jesus said, I thirst.
28节这边说耶稣说我渴了。
Verse 29, a sponge with a mixture of wine and myrrh is given to deaden the consciousness of Jesus Christ.
29节说有人用一个器皿装满了一些醋，然后用海绵装了这些醋送到他的口里面。
In verse number 30, the Bible says Jesus said, it is finished, and he dies.
30节说耶稣说了一句话，他说成了，他就低着头死了，他把灵魂交给神了。
Verse 31 reminds us that preparation day was at hand.
31节提到说那是逾越节的之前的预备日。
It is Friday afternoon, the Sabbath, Saturday is coming.
那天是礼拜五的下午，礼拜六安息日已经快要到了。
The normal practice of the Romans was to leave the victim on the cross until they died, sometimes hours, sometimes for days.
罗马人的规矩是把钉十字架的人放在十字架上，可能放几个小时，甚至放好几天，让他慢慢的死亡。
Sometimes, in order to hasten the death of the one hanging on the cross, the Roman soldiers would come and with a wooden or an iron mallet would smash the legs of the individual hanging on the cross.
有时候为了要加速这个人的死亡的时间，有些时候罗马士兵会拿枪或拿一个棍子把这个钉十字架的人的两脚腿骨打断。
This would induce shock, it would loss of blood, and would prevent the individual who was hanging on the cross from pushing up and gathering a last breath.
这个方法不但是带来痛苦，流更多的血，同时最重要的是当他腿骨打断的时候，他没有办法用腿的力量让整个人撑起来来呼吸，因为他是要撑起来用肺脏来呼吸的。
Verse 30 states that Jesus gave up the ghost, the Bible says, and died.
圣经上记载说，最后耶稣把自己的灵魂交给了神，然后死了。
Verses 33 through 37 record several interesting things for you and I to consider this morning.
33节到37节记载了一些值得我们注意的事情。
The soldiers come and break the legs of the two thieves that are crucified on either side of Jesus Christ.
罗马的士兵来的时候，他把耶稣十字架旁边另外两位犯人的腿打断。
When they come to the center cross, to where Jesus is hanging, they find that Jesus is already dead.
当他来到耶稣十字架面前的时候，发现耶稣已经死了。
One of the soldiers takes his spear, and the Bible says that he runs his spear up into the chest cavity of Jesus Christ.
圣经记载说，那个士兵看到耶稣已经死了以后，他拿枪去砸他的肋旁。
John the Apostle records and quotes from Exodus chapter 12, Numbers chapter 9, and Zechariah chapter 12, where it says that not a bone of the Passover lamb is to be broken.
很有趣的是，约翰在记载这件事情的时候，他引用了旧约的圣经，在出埃及记十二章、民数记第九章、撒加利亚书十二章提到说，这个。在月节的时候，那个羔羊的骨头是不能够打断的。
1 Peter 1:18 through 19 says, For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot.
彼得前书第一章十八节、十九节这样说。彼得这样说，乃是知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕无疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
Fact number three, his burial.
第三个事实是关于耶稣怎么样被埋葬的。
Mark 15 in verses 42 through 47.Gives us the account of the care with which the body of Jesus is prepared for burial.
Mark 15, 15 章42到47节记载了耶稣怎么样被埋葬的一个过程。
Joseph, a member of the Sanhedrin, and one who had quietly supported Jesus in the background, and who was opposed to his crucifixion, asked permission of Pilate to bury the body of Jesus Christ.
在犹太人的七十个人的这个工会，这个最高的一个单位里面的其中一个会员叫约瑟，他曾经暗暗的反对钉耶稣在十字架上。当耶稣死了以后，他要比拉多容许他把耶稣的身体拿去埋葬。
Verse 44 says that Pilate is surprised to hear that after just 6 hours.Jesus Christ is already dead.
44节记载说，比拉多非常惊讶，这么短短的几个小时，耶稣已经死了。
Before granting permission for the body of Jesus to be removed from the cross and buried, Pilate checks with the centurion in charge to be sure that Jesus Christ is dead.
为了确认耶稣是已经死了，比拉多把百夫长这个军官叫来问他耶稣死了多久。
The response comes back and Jesus Christ is officially pronounced dead.
然后百夫长的回答确认了耶稣是已经死了。
The Jews did not embalm dead bodies. They only wrapped them in spices and linen burial clothes.
犹太人并不把这个死人用棺木把它装起来，通常他们只是用布把它这样缠绕起来，然后就把它埋葬。
Joseph takes the body of Jesus and along with another member of the Sanhedrin, Nicodemus by name, prepares the body of Jesus for burial.
约瑟跟另外一位也是七十人公会里面的会员，那个叫尼哥底母，在约翰福音十九章提到他，他们两个人一起把耶稣拿去埋葬。
The Gospel of John, chapter 19, and verse number 39 states that about 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes were used to prepare the body of Jesus Christ for burial.
在约翰福音十九章那边，这样的记载，他们两个人用了差不多相当于今天75磅的那个没药和沉香来包扎耶稣。
The body of Jesus is then taken by Joseph and Nicodemus and taken to a tomb near Calvary in which no one has ever been buried before.
然后约瑟跟尼哥底母两个人就把耶稣的身体拿到一个坟墓离钉十字架的加略山不远的地方。
They roll a stone in front of the entrance to the tomb to block entrance to that tomb.
然后他们放好了尸体以后把一个石头滚过来挡在这个坟墓的门口。
All this is done prior to 6 o'clock on Friday night, the time when all work had to cease because of the Sabbath day, which was their Saturday.
他们所有的这些事情都是在下午六点钟以前完成的，因为六点钟开始就算是安息日，所有的事情都要在这个之前结束。
Matthew 27, in verses 62 through 65, remind us that the Pharisees remembered that Jesus had said, "After 3 days, I will rise again."
马太福音二十七章六十二节到六十五节记载说，那些法利赛人记得耶稣死以前曾经预言宣告说，他死以后三天要复活。
They come to Pilate and ask Pilate to make the tomb secure.
因此，他们来到比拉多那里，要求比拉多派兵来看守，免得这件事情会产生后来的一些麻烦。
He grants permission to seal the tomb with the Roman seal. And then places a guard detail there at the tomb.
比拉多同意了，他就把这个石头，用这个封条把它封起来，又派罗马的士兵来看守。
If you and I think about it, Jesus Christ has died. He's been buried. The stone has been rolled in front of the tomb, and all of his followers have left.
请大家记得，耶稣是死在十字架上。然后他被埋葬放在坟墓里，坟墓门口还有一个巨大的石头挡住的那个 墓的门口，同时他的所有的门徒都逃走了。
Fact number four, the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
第四个事实我们要讨论的就是关于他的复活。
Look at Luke chapter 24 again with me this morning.
看我们刚才所看的路加福音二十四章。
On Sunday, the first day of the week,The Bible says that certain women come to the tomb to finish anointing the body of Jesus Christ.
圣经上记载第一节，七日的头一日，就是今天所谓的主日，黎明的时候，那些妇人就带着一些香料、味药来膏抹耶稣。
They come to this tomb expecting to find the body of Jesus Christ, but they're surprised by what they see.
他们本来是要来看耶稣基督的身体的，但是让他们非常惊讶的事情发生了。
Verse number two, the Bible says they found the stone rolled away.
第二节提到说，他们发现这石头已经被滚开来了。
They find that the guards are unconscious.
他们发现这些警卫已经好像失去知觉了。
When they look into the tomb, they see that the body is missing.
他们看进这个坟墓里面的时候，发现那个尸体不见。
They see that the grave clothes, the grave linens are all been folded neatly.
他们发现那个裹尸布还是很整齐的放在那里。
And there are two angels at the tomb with a message.
然后有两位看来像天使的在那边传递了一个信息给他们。
And if you'll notice, in verse number 5, the angels say this, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen.
在第五、第六节，那个天使这样说，你为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，他已经复活了。
In fact, they even remembered the words of Jesus that are given in verse number 7. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men,be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. And verse number 8 says, Then they remembered his words.
事实上第七节所说的就是耶稣曾经在生前说过的话，那就是说人子必须被交在罪人的手里面，钉在十字架上，然后第三天复活。第八节就说，这些门徒们就想起耶稣曾经说过这样的话。
Fact number 5.Objections to the empty tomb.
是关于那个空坟墓的事情。
From the onset, there have been those who have denied the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ.
从一个角度来说，有很多人否定耶稣真的肉体从死里复活。
Even the chief priests and the Pharisees come up with the idea that the disciples would steal the body of Jesus, and Matthew 27:64 say that he had risen from the dead.
事实上，当时的法利赛人和祭司长曾经提出这个构想，说他的门徒把他的尸体偷去了。但是马太福音二十七章说得很清楚，事实上耶稣已经从死里复活了。
I'd ask you to consider three stated objections to the resurrection this morning.
让我们来思想有三个反对耶稣真的从死里复活的说法。
Objection number one, the disciples went to the wrong tomb.
第一个可能的说法是这些门徒走错坟墓了。
It's ridiculous to think that anyone, friend or foe,would in 3 days forget the tomb and where it was located.
这是一个让人无法想象的事情，说不管他的朋友或者他的仇敌，只是短短的三天就忘掉了那个坟墓在哪里。
Keep in mind that the enemies of Christ would have stopped at nothing to locate his body and prove that he had not risen from the dead.
事实上，如果是他的真的有这样事情发生的话，他的仇敌很容易去找到真正的坟墓，找到耶稣的身体，然后证明耶稣没有复活。
Objection number two.
第二个反对的理由。
The disciples took the body of Jesus Christ.
就他的门徒把尸体拿走了。
True, the disciples were dispirited, and they did not anticipate that Jesus Christ would rise again.
事实上，他的门徒当时已经士气低沉，然后根本就他们自己都不相信耶稣真的会从死里复活。
But consider the fact that the stone had been sealed and a Roman guard had been placed there.
而且不要忘记，那个坟墓的石头已经被封死了，而且还有罗马兵在那里看守呢。
And the disciples would have had to get past that elite Roman guard in order to steal the body of Jesus Christ.
如果要偷这个尸体的话，这些门徒们要躲过这些守卫，然后滚开石头才能够偷这个尸体。
But again, the chief priests and the Pharisees would have stopped at nothing to find the body of Jesus Christ if it had been stolen.
事实上也很简单，如果这些祭司长和法利赛人要证明耶稣没有复活的话呢，他只要把尸体拿出来，所有的这种耶稣复活的说法就不攻自破。
And if it had been stolen, wouldn't someone have talked for the right price? Even Judas had sold him for 30 pieces of silver to begin with.
事实上，甚至犹大卖耶稣的时候卖了30块钱。如果有人拥有了耶稣的身体，因为你被偷走，摆在什么地方，如果拿来卖的话呢，是不是还可以卖更好的价钱
？Objection number three，
第三个反对的理由
，The enemies of Christ stole his body，
是耶稣基督的仇敌把他的身体偷走了。
But why would they？ What would be his motive？
为什么要这样做呢？这个什么好处，什么动机吗
？To steal his body would defeat their purpose.
他们把他尸体偷走了，刚好跟他们想要做的事情、想要达到的目的是相反。
I choose to believe that the objections are speculation at best.
我认为这些所有反对的理由只是一些没有意义的猜测。
I believe the words of the angel in Luke chapter 24 where it said, He is not here, he is risen, as he said.
我相信天使所说的话才是准确的。他说他已经不在这里了，因为他已经复活了。
I believe the accounts of those Jesus appeared to after his resurrection.
我相信耶稣基督复活以后曾经好几次向门徒们显现这样的一个记载。
To Mary Magdalene in John chapter 20,
譬如说约翰福音二十章向莫大拉的玛利亚显现那一次
To the other women in Matthew chapter 28
在马太福音二十八章耶稣还向其他的妇人显现过
To Peter in Luke 24
像彼得呢是在路加福音二十四章
To 10 disciples in Luke chapter 24
像其他十位门徒那是在路加福音二十四章还有约翰福音二十章
To the 11, including Thomas, in John chapter 20.
在路加福音二十章还记载了有一次跟所有的十一个门徒，包括多马。
To those who gathered at his ascension in Luke chapter 24.
在路加福音二十四章，在他升天的时候，当时有可能上百位的门徒都在那里。
To the disciples on the Emmaus Road.
在以马忤斯的路上，有两位门徒也看过他的复活。
To 500 people at once in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章，保罗曾提过，说有一次曾经有五百位门徒同时看见耶稣的复活。
And to Paul on the road to Damascus.
然后在保罗往大马色路上，路加福音第使徒行传第九章也有记载过。保罗看见了复活的耶稣。
It is much easier for me to believe and accept the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
所以对我来讲，要相信耶稣基督已经从死里复活了，我想是更容易的事情。This will be the hard part. 现在要翻译是没有稿子的。
It happens almost every Friday night.
在每一个礼拜五的晚上都会发生这种事情。
Old Ed comes strolling up the beach, wearing his old hat and carrying a bucket.
有一个人叫做 Eddie, 他每一天到这个每个礼拜到这个时候，他就戴上他的帽子，拿着一个水桶，开始去干活了。
In his bucket are shrimp.
他这个水桶里面有一只虾子。
Ed walks out to the end of the pier.
然后 ，with the spear, pier, 他到了那个码头的尾端。
Everyone along the beach and on the pier are gone. Are gone.
The pier's gone.
Everyone along the beach and on the pier are gone.
所有人在海滩边的在 pier 在那个码头上的人都不在。
Ed walks to the end of the pier and stops and thinks.
他走到那个码头的最尾端，停下来在想。
Standing there at the end of the pier with just his thoughts and thinking of the past.
他走到那个尾端，然后拿着水桶。
Okay. Before long, Ed is no longer by himself.
不多久，他就不是只有一个人了。
All of a sudden, the sky is full of seagulls.
一下子呢，满天空都是那种海鸥。
Ed stands there at the end of the pier, tossing shrimp into the air.
他就坐在那个码头的尾巴，他就把这个虾子，一个 shrimp， 他就把它丢到空中去。
When his bucket is empty,
当这个桶子空掉以后，
he stands there at the end of the pier and verbally says, "Thank you, thank you."
桶子已经空了，他就望天说：“谢谢，谢谢。”
Ed stands there for a few moments, and one lone seagull comes and lands on his hat.
然后他站在那一阵子以后，有一只海鸥就停在他的头上。
Ed stands there.And then turns and walks back to the end of the pier and up the stairs.
然后他回头就走回去，然后走上那个台阶。
If you and I were to see him go through this ritual every Friday night, we may say something like this. He's a funny old duck.
如果你看到每个礼拜五晚上他都会做同样一件事情的话呢，你一定想说这个人一定是一个很有趣的老家伙。
We might say, like kids do today, he's one sandwich short of a picnic.
他大概是他野餐什么什么。
We might say, he's just a crazy old man.
我们可以说他可能是一个头脑有点糊涂的老人家。
To the onlooker, this ritual seems strange.
对于陌生人旁边看的人来看，这是一个完全没有什么道理的一个仪式。
But if you and I were to talk to this man called Old Ed,
但如果你跟这个所谓的老 Ed 谈话的话呢
，We would find that his name is Eddie Rickenbacker.
我们发现他的名字很长的，叫做 Eddie Rickenbacker. Who's he?
He was a famous hero back in World War II.
他是一次世界大战的时候非常有名的战斗英雄。
On one of his flying missions over the Pacific, he and his 7 crew members went down.
他只是一个飞行员，他在有一次这个飞行的任务通过这个太平洋的时候，他的七个飞机上的乘员呢都掉下去了。
All of his men survived, crawled out of a sinking plane and into a life raft.
他们的飞机掉到海里去了，但后来这些人都从飞机里面爬出来，爬上一个救生艇。
Captain Rickenbacker and his crew floated for days on the rough waters in the Pacific.
这位 Rickenbacker 他是机长，然后他跟他同样的这些机员就在那个救生艇上，在太平洋上漂流了好几天。
They fought sharks.
他们要这个面对这个很烈的太阳，还要很多的鲨鱼。
They fought hunger.
他们要这个对抗这个饥饿。
And by the 8th day, all of their rations were gone.
到第八天，他们几乎什么都没有了。
They had no food.
他们没有食物。
No water.
没有水。
They were hundreds of miles from land.
他们离海岸最近的有好几百里。
No one knew where they were.
他们不知道他们在哪里。
What they needed was a miracle.
他们需要一个奇迹。
One afternoon, they had a simple devotional service in which they asked God for a miracle.
然后在一个下午，他们有一个非常简单的一个好像敬拜，他们向神祷告，求神给他一个神迹。
They were hungry and thirsty.
他们又饿又渴。
They laid in that raft, waiting death.
他们就在那个船上呢等死。
Ed took his hat, pulled it down over his eyes, and laid down in the bottom of that raft to die.
Eddie 呢戴上他的帽子，躺在救生艇的底下，就准备等死了。
All of a sudden, there was something that landed on the top of his head.
忽然间有一个东西停在他的这个头上。
It was a seagull.
那是一只海鸥。
Quick as a flash, he reached up and grabbed the legs.
比闪电还快，他就立刻抓住这只海鸥。
They pulled all the feathers out of that seagull.
他就把海鸥的这个毛羽毛就拔掉。
And then divided that seagull up and ate it raw.
然后就把海鸥撕开来分给他船员一人一块，就吃生的。
They used the insides of that seagull for bait.
他们把他的内脏也把它吃掉。Let go.
And with a fishing kit there in the raft, fished and caught fresh meal every day.
他们用内脏做饵去钓鱼，然后每天就有新鲜的鱼可以吃了。
After a few days, they were found and rescued.
几天以后，他们得救了。
When Eddie came back to the United States,
当艾迪回到美国以后
every Friday without fail, he would go to that pier in Florida with a bucket full of shrimp and feed the seagulls.
所以回来以后，每个礼拜五晚上，他就拿着一个水桶装着一些虾子，然后到佛罗里达的海边，每天拿着这些虾子去喂海鸥。
After he would fed the seagulls, he would lift his eyes toward God and say, "Thank you, thank you."
每次把虾子丢到空中喂海鸥的时候，他就对海鸥说：“谢谢你，因为当年他 thank God, right?" 他也谢谢神啊，赐下海鸥，但他是等于是在做一件事情，做感恩的表示。
That's what you and I do today.
这就是我们今天所在做的事情。
You and I have gathered in this place this morning on this Easter Sunday.
我们众人聚集在这里，在这个复活节的清晨。
To thank God that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead.
我们感谢神，因为耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
Today, the grave in Palestine is empty.
现在在巴勒斯坦，那个耶稣原来那个坟墓是空的。
Jesus Christ is in heaven.
耶稣基督在天上。
Today, he's preparing a place for you and I.
他在天上为我们预备一个住处。
Those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ will one day see him face to face.
我们所有在基督里面相信他的人，我们都会将来在天上跟他面对面相见。
But today, you and I, like old Ed, come to this place and say thank you, God, for a risen Savior.
今天我们来到这里，都是怀着这样的一个感恩的心，来到对神说：“谢谢你为我们所做的。”
Today, you and I celebrate Easter.
今天我们一起来庆祝复活节。
The day that Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
这一天是耶稣基督从死里复活的日子。
For those who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, it is the day we remember that Jesus Christ obtained forgiveness for us.
我们要记得这一天是耶稣基督他用这样的方式为我们得到了一个赎罪、一个赦免的一个特权。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is our guarantee of an eternal home in heaven.
他从死里复活是我们将来得永生的一个确据。
Today is the day you and I say thank you to God for Jesus and for his resurrection.
今天是我们对神说谢谢你，因为他借着耶稣基督为我们所做的事情。
My question for you today is,
我今天对大家的问题是
Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior?
你是否已经信赖耶稣基督作为你的救主呢？
Have you accepted by faith what Jesus Christ did on the cross?
你是不是从信心里面相信接受耶稣基督已经为我们死在十字架上？
Have you in your own heart and in your own mind believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead?
你是不是从心灵里面的深处相信耶稣基督已经从死里复活了？
Are you convinced of the fact that it is only Jesus Christ that can provide a hope of heaven for you?
你是不是从心里确认相信只有耶稣基督提供我们这样一个得救的救恩的确据？
Have you trusted Christ as your Savior?
你是否已经信赖耶稣基督作为你的救主？
If not, I invite you to do that today.
如果你还没有，我们邀请你今天做这样一个决定。
Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.
让我们一起低头闭目祷告。
Father, we are thankful for your goodness to us.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你所为我们所做的。
Father, we're thankful that today Jesus is risen from the dead.
我们谢谢你，因为今天耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
We're thankful that Jesus Christ paid the debt that we could not pay.
我们谢谢你，因为耶稣基督为我们付出了那个罪的代价，是我们付不起的。
We're thankful that he has obtained our salvation.
我们谢谢你，因为他已经为我们的救赎、救恩付出了代价。
We're thankful that he has satisfied the demands of a holy and just God.
我们也谢谢你，因为你已经为耶稣所做的事情，你已经心满意足。
And Father, we would ask today that if someone here needs to trust you as Savior,
父神，我们在你面前祷告，求主今天让有些人愿意来信靠你，作为他们的救主。
That by faith, that they would ask Jesus Christ into their heart and into their life.
因着信，他们愿意接纳你在他们的心中。
Thank you for all that we have in Christ.
为我们所有在基督耶稣里所得到的，谢谢你。
Thank you for the blessing of knowing that we can spend eternity in heaven with Him.
我们感谢你，让我们能够确定我们将来能够在永恒中与主同在。
Today, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed,
今天当我们头低着、眼睛闭着的时候，
if you're here this morning and you need to trust Christ,
如果在我们当中有人今天你愿意来信靠耶稣，
if you want to receive Him as your Lord and Savior,
如果你愿意来接纳他成为你的救主，
if you want to know that your sins are forgiven and heaven is going to be your eternal home,
如果你要知道你的罪已经得赦免，而且天堂将是你永恒的归宿。
Then I would invite you to ask Jesus Christ into your heart and into your life.
我邀请你在这个时候在你的心里接纳耶稣进入你的心中成为你的救主。
And if you're doing that this morning, I would ask that you simply raise your hand and then put it back down so we can remember you in prayer today.
如果你心里已经这样做了，我邀请你举个手做个表示，然后我们在这个台上我们将为你特别祷告。
Father, thank you for your goodness to us.
天父，我们谢谢你为我们所做的一切。
Thank you for your love for us.
谢谢你对我们的爱。
Thank you for this Easter Sunday.
我们在这个复活节的早上，我们也感谢你。
And thank you for the hope that we have in a risen Lord.
我们也感谢你，因为耶稣基督复活所带给我们的盼望。
If you are receiving Christ today, if you're asking Him into your heart and into your life,
如果你已经接纳耶稣在你的心里，在今天早上，
Would you simply raise your hand and then put it back down today?
请你把手举起来，然后放下去。
Anyone at all?
我们当中有这样的朋友，今天早上接纳耶稣基督在你的心里，成为你的救主吗？
Father, thank you for raised hands. Thank you for those who want to trust Christ today.
天父，我们谢谢你为那些举起的手，为那些愿意接纳你的这些朋友们。
Lord, make your plan of salvation clear to them.
天父，愿你自己那种救赎的计划能够清清楚楚地显明在他们的心中。
Father, cause them to realize how much you love them.
主啊，求你让他们知道你多么的爱他们。
Father, thank you for this time together this morning.
天父，我们谢谢你在今天早上我们能够众人聚集在这里。
And for your goodness to us.
为你为我们所做的一切的恩典，谢谢你。
And this morning we say thank you to a risen Savior.
今天早上对为我们死而复活的主说感谢你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.